What would you say about the roof of such a house?
With tile. Mm-hmm. Tile roof.
Would you describe the tile that you used?
Well, it's it looks like cylinders that are just about maybe 3 or 4 inches in diameter and cut in two lengthwise. Mm-hmm. And then they're placed down with the oval shape above. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're interlapped. I suppose the roofing man would have to know.
Is there a name for that tile?
Other than tile, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Then if it's a playhouse somewhere, it would be thatched with palm leaves. But a beach house now would be made from cedar or something that wouldn't require a lot of painting because it'd be subject to salt atmosphere and it'd be unfinished, it'd be useless to paint them. And it would be less decorative than a city. If it's on the beach, you'd have just a plain bare everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't see too many of the colonial style down here. I think that is more up on the southern, mm-hmm. southern belts. We have one or two real beautiful colonial style homes, but not
what
too many.
What about the modern houses? There are a lot of very modern houses. Is there a name for that, the style that you, of course I know there are a lot of different modern ones. Suggest to you something. What do you call those? The one-story brick homes just have not roofs that are not very slanted, very sloped. Is there any name for that style of architecture?
No, I'm not too well versed in architecture. I know when something appeals to me.
And that's what counts. Mm-hmm. What about a small frame house that's just a little square and has essentially no decoration of any kind, maybe other than a small little porch on the front? What would you call a house like that?
A cottage. And that usually describes something in a play area like the beach, the river. Mm-hmm. It's a cottage in the hills or my cottage on the beach.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever seen a house that is just pretty primitive and it's just three rooms in a row? That's all there is to the house. And if you were to open up the doors to all the rooms, you could see right through the house. Is there a name for such a house?
A mobile home.
A mobile home, okay. Yes, I know what you're talking about. And there's another kind of old-fashioned house, really old and primitive, where there's a part of the building, perhaps the living area, the bedrooms on one side, and then on the other side, and separated by an open way that you can see through. There's the kitchen, dining room, and that kind of area. And then it's all roofed over. But there's an open space in between the two sections. Is there a name?
Usually they have a long corridor in the back that runs parallel with the length of the building.
Uh-huh.
That we call that an L-shaped house, and a hallway separates the living, sleeping quarters from the eating part and the parlor.
Now, in the going back even farther to where that basic style was there, but they didn't even enclose that hallway.
Well, we'd call it nowadays a breezeway.
Okay. And do you remember a style of house with a long entry hall that was set at a 90-degree angle to a large room, just a single room?